Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have back in front of the microphones. It's been a while since she's been here, Dr. Sue Rex. She is, she's just quite a lady. She does all kinds of stuff, and we're going to talk about part of that stuff today that involves what she's been doing along with others down in Fairfield County to enhance the lifestyle of teachers. Let's put it that way. So how are you, Doc? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, thank you for having me, Manny. It's good to be here.
Tell everybody a little bit about your background, if you would.
Well,
leave out the thing about Jim. We don't care about him.
I was lucky enough to be hired as a professor at Winthrop in the College of Education in 1979, and I served there until 2002. I retired and kind of switched, kind of teaming with Jim in terms of educational needs across the state.
Oh, yeah.
And helped, you know, while he was state superintendent. After he retired, I was asked to start a foundation, an education foundation in Fairfield County, with the purpose of addressing the recruitment of retention of teachers to a rural county like Fairfield. And from that, the initiative was born.
All right. And that's where the story begins. Now, she left out the fact that she's been very involved with Winthrop University since she departed as a teacher over there.
That's right.
You're now on the foundation board over
there?
Yes, right?
I served on the board of trustees for 12 years, and then I've been on the foundation board for nearly 10 years.
So what do you think about this new guy, Cerna? Is he doing okay?
I'm thrilled. I'm so glad to have Dr. Cerna leading us at Winthrop.
You know, it's quite a story, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow in greater detail with Dr. Joseph Miller now.
Mm-hmm.
He's ahead of all the admissions and all that kind of stuff. And they really have turned the corner. I mean, Winthrop is basically back to where they were before COVID hit. And we know what a serious impact it had on all universities and colleges across the country.
Absolutely.
So what you all have done under Cerna's leadership has been great. Wonderful. Good job.
We're thrilled.
All right. We'll give you an A on that one. Okay?
All
right. All right. So meanwhile, back down in Fairfield County. And Fairfield County, just geographically so people know, is right on down the interstate, correct? It's, you go from York County to Chester County to Fairfield County. It's right there. Bingo.
Yeah. Yes.
One of our neighbors. And you're part of the I-77 Alliance, which is all about economic development. But in terms of your schools, you operate, I mean, you have one school district for all Fairfield County?
Yes. County, one school district.
And how many students are in that district, roughly?
Well, I would say we're talking about around 3,000 students.
3,000 students?
Yes.
And you've got...
We have one high school, one middle school, one technology school, and five elementaries.
All right. So you've had the same problem or challenge, let's put it that way, that every other school district across the country has had.
That's right.
And that is getting enough teachers. And... even though you're very close to a major metropolitan area called Charlotte, you're still in a rural setting, and it makes it even more challenging to get enough people, correct?
Yes, and we, before we started this initiative of residential housing for teachers, 70% of our teachers did not live in Fairfield County. They were commuting mostly to the Columbia area, some to Chester, some to Rock Hill, It was a real problem. And when all the school districts across the state are looking for teachers, and they're driving from Columbia and past 10 schools on the way that could hire them, Fairfield was faced with a real serious problem in terms of retention and recruitment.
I mean, how bad did it get in terms of the shortage that you had in the district down there?
Well, it varies from year to year. But, I mean, we were talking about maybe 15 openings where we didn't have teachers on the first day of school. And so, serious problem, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you know, I'm sure you do know, how many teachers the district employs for all, you know, for the high school, the middle school, and the five elementaries?
Close to 300.
300 teachers?
Yes.
And you're 15 short at one time, at one point?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So the foundation's created with the purpose of developing some type of a housing initiative.
Yes.
And take me from there.
Well, the superintendent at the time was Dr. J.R. Green, and he came here one day with me a couple years ago, Manning.
Yep.
And it was his idea that we needed to come up with a plan in terms of housing so that teachers didn't have that long drive, because he felt the teachers liked teaching in Fairfield County, which they do, but that drive can get expensive and anxiety-producing. And so we looked into it as a foundation and initially thought we could raise the money ourselves, which was naive, I know. But what happened was that when that nuclear power plant...
BC Summer?
Yes. When that debacle happened and Dominion Energy came in and bought out, and then they had to settle with Fairfield County, there was a legal settlement of $99 million that was going to go back to Fairfield County. And because we had been out beating the bushes for help to get this initiative off the ground, the lawyers believed that it was a good idea for Fairfield County, an economically good idea. And so they awarded us $2.2 million.
Wow.
The school district board of trustees awarded us 22 acres of property, and it sits between the high school and the administration building. So it's an ideal place, a nice, safe place that for most of the teachers, they can get to work in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and so that's how it got started.
So you have $2.2 million in your pocket. You got 22 acres of land. And I guess the question happened then, what can we build for $2.2 million?
Well, we knew we had to get a loan. And to go out and get an investment company, or a lending institution, I guess is what I mean, to lend us the additional money,
right,
was not easy.
I bet.
We did not have any financial history that warranted a lending institution to take a gamble on us. And we went from one to the other until finally First Community Bank decided that they believed in us and that they would lend us the money to get started. So we ended up last summer moving in 16 families into the village.
All right, so hold on now. So you get the loan from First Community Bank, which, by the way, has a branch right here in Rock Hill now.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
And they lent you, how much money they lend you to do this?
Well, we had to borrow about $1.5 million.
About $1.5 million, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the 2.2 plus $1.5 million, you got 3.7, right?
And we got a wonderful gift from United Way of the Midlands. I think the audience might be interested in the fact that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife gave $10 million to United Way of the Midlands. And United Way felt so positive about our idea of building this village because they knew that housing was a problem statewide, but especially for teachers that could not afford to live comfortably in a metropolitan area.
Sure.
Which is what's happening in Charlotte right now. That's why they're coming down to visit our village and pick our brains. In order to also add to the pot of money was the United Way gift of $600,000.
Okay, $600,000.
Yes.
So now you're over $5 million, basically. All right. So with that being said, what could you build for $5 million?
Well, with the help of Wade McGuinn, who owns McGuinn Building in Columbia. He worked with us, and I mean really did work with us, in order for us to get 16 homes for teachers. We did the infrastructure for 25, but we didn't have enough to do all 25, so we did 16. And he really pitched in on a lot of stuff that we should have probably been paying for. But he was giving us, you know, like landscaping and all the appliances for all of the homes came with it. I mean, he did a lot to make it work for us because he really thought that this is something that's needed in our state. And hopefully, in terms of, you know, a business standpoint, other districts would also want to work with him.
So you built 16 homes, but you got enough slabs or whatever for 9 more.
Yes.
All you have to do is raise the money for it.
Yes.
Meanwhile, everything's gotten more expensive, so it costs you more to build than it did the 16 years.
No, he did not go up. He did not go up on these 9 new homes that will be available in just a couple weeks.
Oh, so you're building 9 more now.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
9 more will be. We'll have 25 for teachers as of next month.
All right. So let me go back a little bit on the timeline. The 16 became available when? When did they occupy? When did you occupy those?
They moved in last summer in time for school, August 1. They moved in.
Okay. And so here we are, these other 6, or 9. They're going to roll in this summer? They're going to get in?
Next month.
Next month.
And we still have a waiting list.
Oh, what? No kidding.
Yes.
Now, these are exclusively for teachers in Fairfield County.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, I bet you're getting calls from other teachers who are going to other districts. Hey, can I live there?
Yeah, we've had calls, but this is for the Fairfield County School District.
Gotcha. All right. So how many homes, if you had a perfect world and money was flowing in from all over the place, how many more homes could you need? You have 25 now.
We could double it.
Double it.
Mm-hmm. We have 22 acres, and there's a good bit that we used 11 on, and that included the sites for the 9 that are going to be in place next month. But we could add another 25 homes if we had the money. We do not.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about these. Are they townhomes? Are they kind of hooked
individual,
together?
Individual homes, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, all appliances. We do all the landscaping and yard work, the really great thing I believe of it is that the teachers are supporting each other. You know, this is a profession nationally where we're struggling to keep our teachers,
right.
And if you interview enough of them, they'll tell you, yeah, I'd like more money, but I really want more support. This is a complicated profession. And, I can learn my subject matter, but I need help understanding how to work with parents, how to deal with discipline. I need support. And that's one of our big missions, is to provide that support by getting the teachers to want to help each other.
So these homes are all owned by the foundation?
Correct.
Correct? You rent them?
Correct.
And what's the rent for these homes?
We did raise the rent $100 for next year. So the one-story home is $800 a month. And the two-story home is $1,000 a month.
All right. So you have single-story and two-story homes.
Correct.
All right.
But they all have 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
All right. $800.
And $1,000.
And $1,000. Okay. All right. Now, I just want to get some details. Do you have like a regime? Do you have like an HOA there that takes care of grass cutting and all that kind of stuff?
No, it's all built into our rent.
Yeah.
Off the homes. And what the state does is the state gives school districts some money for retention and recruitment efforts.
Yeah.
Fairfield County has been sharing that money with us so we can keep the rents as low as we are, because they know if the rents go up too high, then the teachers will move back to Columbia or move back here to Rock Hill or Chester County. And
They're not going to move up here because you can't find a rent for $800.
And, you know, our disadvantage is that we don't have a whole lot of amenities in Fairfield County. And so we've got to keep the rents low enough that they want to live there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we've been able to do. We have 2 homes. One home is rented by the University of South Carolina, College of Education. They send their senior interns who want a rural experience, and they do their student teaching with us.
Right.
And then Truvista Corporation built us a technology. We converted a one-story home into a technology center where residents can come. First of all, our foundation can have our board meetings there because we needed a place to meet. And then secondly, they can take coursework from USC, which USC's College of Ed is working with us to provide that, some of the needs.
This is something. This is really great. This is fabulous. Wow. Good for you. So you got with the rental income that's coming in, you got enough. You have enough money to pay off the loan.
We have our loan payment with First Community Bank. Yes.
All right.
Because we had to borrow more because we had to build those 9 homes.
Okay.
So we have a loan that we're working on every day. You know, and then our expenses in terms of maintenance of the village.
Oh sure. All right.
We also used. We provided 10 scholarships to our deserving graduating seniors last week, and we give mini grants to teachers who have special projects they want to complete.
Jeez, this is amazing. All right, we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
And remind everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2, which is to make fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week right before your eyes. That's it. Our broadcast, of course, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxing with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, particularly for people who are eating their sandwich and looking out the window, we do something special, which is called slice. Garden. Anyway,
garden.
Okay. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Sue Rex is with us today. She is representing the Fairfield Village for Teachers and really the foundation, which she has chaired for a number of years. She just recently stepped down. You're still on the board, still on the foundation, but you're not the chair anymore.
That's correct.
You build enough homes. Okay, so I got to think this story has spread across the educational world, and you've got people calling or knocking on your door saying, can we come down and see what you've done? Because this is exactly what we need to do wherever we are. Is that true?
That's true. We've we've had rural districts who have the same needs as we have. And then we have cities like Charlotte and Charleston are coming because their teachers can't afford to live in their cities. And so they're trying to figure out how at least to be able to provide some housing help.
So if you can, I mean, I'll bet you you've had more than just these two cities. Have you?
Oh, yes. Yes. We've had a great deal of media interest and different school districts who've been calling in and coming. They send a crew. And even the Housing Authority were there last week because they would like to see our teachers then move into buying a house eventually, which we hope so, too. I mean, we don't want the teachers moving in and staying for 25 years because this is our tool for recruitment as well. So we're not trying to move the teachers out. None of them are leaving after 1 year. They all love it there. But over time, some of them were hopefully saving money because the rents are so reasonable and that they will be able to move into a home in Fairfield County because we know Fairfield's growing and we know that there's going to be some additional development. Sure. And we're hoping these teachers will have been able to save enough money to buy one of those homes and stay in Fairfield. And then those empty homes we can use for recruitment.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I believe Fairfield County has a super site that's just sitting out there waiting for some great big industry to come and
grab it. Right on 77.
There you go. And they grab that thing up, and all of a sudden your world's going to change dramatically.
I think so. Yeah, I really do.
All right. So do you know, have any of these people who have come to see the model that you've put in place in Fairfield County, have any of them actually gotten started on a project of their own that you're aware of?
Not yet. I mean, they're in the stage of trying to figure out, again, that initial money that we needed. You know, we lucked into the $2 million in the Dominion settlement.
Right.
But, you know, some of these bigger cities, they can pull together a couple million dollars to start a project such as this. It's going to take teamwork.
So I'm sitting here thinking, which I rarely do, no, I'm serious. I'm wondering, you take a look at the state legislature, which, of course, you have a lot of connections with over the years, and the state of this, the budget for public education in this state is about half of the budget. I mean, it's huge.
It is.
It's massive. So you wonder, when you've proven a model like this works, and the whole state of South Carolina's got a problem with retaining teachers, why wouldn't the state take an interest in this and say, you know what, we're going to go down, let's say, to the corridor of shame, where they really have trouble soliciting teachers, and we're going to do a project down there that hopefully will attract teachers so we can start teaching these kids the way we want to. I mean, you would think.
I would love to see that happen. Ellen Weaver, who's the state superintendent now, has been to visit. So she's very much aware. And we felt like she was very supportive. We have invited Governor McMaster. We have not received
a reply.
A reply, yes. We have not received a reply yet. I'm hoping that he will come. And so we love the visibility because we feel like we're doing a great job. But the mission is to spread it around.
Oh, yeah.
Not just in South Carolina, but all across the nation. Rural communities have difficulty recruiting teachers and keeping them, and they need help. And we think that our model is one that can be duplicated.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you were able to build, 19 units. You had $5 million from different sources, and you got this thing off the ground. You had a lot of help from a local contractor. You had a lot of other people involved, but you're able to do it. Mm-hmm. And in the grand scheme of what the state of South Carolina, I'll just pick on them, is spending on public education, you know, $5 million to try to seed something like this somewhere else seems to make sense to me.
Well, it does. And it costs more to continually be in a position of having to recruit.
Oh, yeah.
They're spending a lot of money that should be put into projects like this, so that doesn't have to happen.
Well, you know somebody who used to be involved with state education. What the heck's his name? Rex. I think it's the last name. Yeah. Same last name. How about that?
Yeah. Well, he supports this initiative. Well, I can tell you
does.
That.
You need to tell him to stop getting retired and get on this thing.
Yes, we would love to see that happen. We were hoping for a spot on the Today Show. Matter of fact, we were told we were going to get one, but then
who knows?
Things happened, you know?
Who knows?
And so, but that is what we need. We need to get some national visibility so that we can, selfishly, we can grow ourselves, but also that we can help districts all over the nation with projects like this.
Well, you know, you've got you've had media coverage from Columbia, right? And those people are plugged into networks.
In Charlotte. PBS did a great special on us.
Great. These stations that are in Charlotte, down in Columbia, they've got network contacts. Mm-hmm. And if they're interested enough in this, they can make somebody higher up the ladder aware of it.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a great story. It'd be a great story.
Well, and I thank you very much, Manny, for having me on the show, because that's exactly what we need right now. We need that visibility.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This program will be available to the Fairfield County Foundation, whatever the formal name is. You can use it anytime you want to send it up to New York and say, look, don't you want to get me on? Listen to this program.
That's what we want.
So what's the next step? I mean, do you have a next step?
Yes. Right now, we are in the process. Fairfield County School District has a technology school. And matter of fact, they were given a national award just last month. The building program there is going to build on our property a beautiful pavilion so that our 25 families have a gathering spot. Even though True Vista Corporation built us a great technology center for our foundation and for meetings and for educational needs, we needed an outdoor social gathering area for our families. And the students at the technology school are building it for us, which makes it even special.
Oh, yeah. What, nothing like good hands-on practical education.
That's right.
And tech schools right now, I mean, there's a hue and cry for people to get into the trades. I mean, you can make some real good money being in the trades. No question about that.
Well, the director of the technology school is excited about the fact that his students will be the ones building this. And they'll be over there every morning from about 8:30 to 11:30. Two different classes will be coming until it's built. And we'll start in August when the classes begin.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you've got, you have 16 homeowners in there now, residents in there now, and you've got 9 more that are going to be going in August. So you have 25.
25 families.
The whole thing will be built out, and all you need is another $5 or $10 million, and you can do another 25.
That's right.
That's all we need.
That's right.
Well, Sue Rex, thanks very much for being on the program today. Thanks for all that you do for Fairfield County. And for a good old Winthrop University.
Thank you very much
for having
me.
Say hello to that guy, the old farmer down there, yeah. Jim Rex, will you?
Okay.
All right. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time, gang. What the heck do we do here at Substation 2? Well, we enjoy fresh subs and salads. And we enjoy them 6 days a week. How we do them? Just in time for the chime. He's just walked in. Are we ready at the count of three? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.